I am explaining a very delicate point today. Life comes from life. Life comes from life. The man who then living with the God into expression power, from him that radiation can be done to the other one who is receptive. Not only by sitting together, no. Man may be at a far away distance or may be close. If he is not receptive, he cannot have life. Life radiated through life, and life is radiated through eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. The soul which is enlivened with the contact of God, you see, that is radiated to the other one through the eyes, not through the intellect. With the intellect we can only understand what is what. With the intellect we can understand only what is what. Unless life is conveyed through life only to those who are receptive, then they will be enlivened. They will have spirituality. So spirituality cannot be taught, but it is caught like infection. By whom? By those who become receptive. Man may be living quite close at the same house for years. He may not have a speck of spirituality. A man living at far off distance and who is receptive, he will derive more benefit than even one who is always with him. If life comes, all good qualities become, that place becomes the abode of all good qualities, naturally. That is why Kabir says, it is no use of sitting physically together unless your mind is receptive to the God in man. Receptivity is developed, I tell you. It is developed. When all foreign thoughts are just driven out, only you remain or he remains. You are working at the back of the eyes, and the God in man is working at the back of the eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul, and through the eyes, windows of the soul, he teaches others without any language. I am telling this a very delicate point, of course. Unless you understand and live, you may be living for years with the Master and not dwell life. Those who just become receptive, that very thing as you think, so you become. That life is infused in your life, you become one, no more two. That is why Saint Paul said, it is I live, not now I, but it is Christ that lives in me. This thing is developed, and this very thing has been given out almost by all masters when they came in India or abroad. Maulana Rum says, I am so much filled up with my Master, I have forgotten what is my name, whether he is working me or I am in him. I cannot differentiate. So this is something, you see, comes to the fate of those who become receptive. He is all wisdom, he is all grace, he is all mercy, he is all love. And that thing will be dwelt in you by what? By becoming receptive. Not with the word of mouth. With the word of mouth you will understand something at the level of the intellect. But life cannot be radiated to you and infused in you unless you become receptive. You follow my point? This is the reason why sometimes hundreds of people live together in the same house also, they don't dwell spirituality. They got some speck of it, not for not. Just like I quoted you two instances from St. Paul, as well as Maulana Rumi. Such a man is called Guru Mukh, who becomes the mouthpiece of the Guru. Not at the level of the intellect, that you may remember so many things what the Master said and gave out. That is no life. Only that you are talking at the level of the intellect. So life, consciousness, is something else than the intellectual wrangling or wrestling. You follow my point now? A very delicate point being touched there. These things are not, could not be explained in writing at least. From tumult, some words charged by some higher life. So I mean to say, when you come, that is why Swamiji told, when you come to a satsang, just derive the full benefit of it. And how? Forget everything when you come to the satsang. Forget even the environment, who is sitting by you. Even forget your own body. You remain or he remains. Eyes work through the eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. When you so much absorbed in that, you receive, you become receptive and receive life. Life cannot be conveyed through papers, through intellect. Intellect only explains what can possibly be explained in words and nothing further. Sometimes language fails to express what is what. So we are conscious beings. We will become more conscious, we will get the bread of life, who is more conscious by this becoming receptive. So this radiation can be had even by sitting quite close, and even by sitting thousands of miles away. By television and the radio, if you can hear and see from thousands of miles, why can't you, if you are non personified, word made flesh, why can't you radiate everywhere? You can. The man who can dwell that way, receptivity, he receives true bread of life, and that will give more life. Life is there already within you, but it is you have not even known your own self what is that, because you are environed by mind and matter and outgoing faculties, so much identified with the body and outward things that you cannot disentangle yourself from them and know yourself what you are. And you will come in contact with the higher self, higher consciousness. Well, that will be done for. So this is what is said by Guru Nanak, you see. Only he is alive, O Nanak, whose soul is in communion, in contact, through the mouthpiece of the God into expression power called word now. Those with word made flesh, if you become receptive to him, then you will have more life. So I told you, you see, spirituality cannot be taught but caught by becoming more receptive. More receptive will come when, and that only means through love. The man with love, he is, while sitting thousands of people, he is all alone, because his whole attention is riveted with some with whom he is concerned, you see. And while living in men, he is not in them, you see. This is the way how you can dwell receptively. By becoming receptive, you have more life. By intellectual talks, you will only understand what is bread of life and nothing more. So there is a word upasana. Upasana means upasana. Upasana means to sit by a master. So that there may be, nothing stands between you and the master. He is conscious, you are conscious being. So conscious beings should have nothing between them, maybe physical body, maybe outgoing faculties, maybe intellect. We should divide, you see, and rise above these things and just come in contact with the heart of this. This is such a teaching, you see, which is given by, what you would say, those who are alive. Those who are not in contact with that, you see, they cannot get life. So when you get life, naturally you become the abode of all virtues. Now by self-introspection you weed out imperfections and try to have those higher virtues. But even then you fail here and there. If you get life within you, and in addition you have self-introspection, weeding out all imperfections from day to day, you will become more in contact. Even alone, I say, if you become receptive to a God-man, you need no diary, nothing whatsoever. You get life direct. When you get life, all other things leave you. When you sit by fire, naturally all cold will go. You see? You need not be putting curtains around you to save you from the cold. You see, if you sit by fire, you'll get warm and no cold will affect you. You follow me now, exactly what I mean to say. So this is what is got from the physical presence of the master. Even those who come to the master and do not dwell receptivity, they consider they will have more from their own efforts. Of course, little boost will help them. But you can learn more in this way than in any other way. Whenever you sit for meditation, now you have to make some efforts. There is no effort required. Effort should be effortless effort. In which there is no question of doer. You see? Reposing all hopes to the one in front of you, or to the power which is also working within you. Scriptures say something, you see. They give references, but they don't follow exactly what is now explained to you. Kabir says if you are sitting physically near somebody, that your mind is that's going around all the world over, that is no upasana. You cannot derive the full benefit of the presence of the Master. The Master is not a physical body. He has a physical body to work through, but he is word made flesh. And this is what is required to be done. Abhai samirayo, this is sab. So pass baithne ka matlab, जिस्मानी तौर पर बैठना नहीं बल्कि मन करके आत्मा करके उसके पास बैठना, होल अटेंशन, सारी तवज्जो उसी में हो, वो रहे या तुम रहो, सत्संग करो बनाए, ये बना कर करना, ना कोई और रहे, ना जिस्म का ख्याल भी ना रहे, एनवायरमेंट्स का भी ख्याल ना रहे, आईज स्पीक थ्रू आईज, आंख ऐसे कार आ रहा है कि जो बगैर जबान बोलने के लोगों को सिखाते, देखिए जाती कह गए, कुछ कह गए, आंख से कह गए, क्या कह गए, या वो जानता है या वो जानता, जो रिसेप्ट है वही जानता ना, दूसरे को क्या पता। तो यही मैं अर्ज कर रहा था कि रूहानियत या जिसको चेतनता कहती हो, जिंदगी कहती हो, वो जिंदगी से जिंदगी को आती है जब आगे रिसेप्ट बन जाओ। नहीं तो बेशक सालों बैठे रहो, तुम्हारी लाइफ नहीं चेंज होगी। डायरी रखते हो ना इसी से, जैसे मैंने कहा गर्म होने के लिए सर्द हवा को लगा दिए पर्दे, पर्दे लगाने से हवा तो फिर भी आएगी, कुछ बचत रहेगी, पर आग के पास बैठ जाओ फिर कोई सर्दी नहीं रहेगी। यही बात समझने वाली है, ये हम समझते नहीं। सालों हो जाते सत्संग तो पूरा फायदा नहीं होता। आपको नाम दिया जाता, मैंने इनिशिएटेड गिवन ए कॉन्टेक्ट, कॉन्शियस कॉन्टेक्ट विद गॉड इन एक्सप्रेशन पावर विच इज लाइट एंड साउंड प्रिंसिपल। द मोर यू कम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद लाइट एंड साउंड प्रिंसिपल, दैट इज लाइफ आई मीन ओवरफ्लोइंग विद इन द मैन बॉडी वेयर इट इज मैनिफेस्ट। So that life comes through life, as I told you, when you become receptive. Initiation means to give you contact with that God into expression power, which is light and soul. Then from day to day practice, you can develop it. By weeding out all imperfection, by self-introspection, this is one way. And along with it, to be in contact with this God into expression power, which is light and soul. The more you come in contact with that, you will have more love, more wisdom, you see, more life. Not mere talking, yeah. By talking or by attending discourses, you begin to understand something, not get it. Understanding something is something else. And to have that being, that life is something else. So this is, as I told you the other day, satsang is a school in which you have come to learn, to have spirituality, not learn, learn about spirituality and have spirituality, both. First you understand what is what, then through receptivity you have that life within you. So this is a vast subject. As you go in, you understand more and more and more and more. From thousands of miles, you are quite close to Him, if you are receptive. That is why Kabir said, the Master may be living across seven oceans, and the disciple is this side. He should dwell receptive. Direct your attention to that. You will have the same benefit. When you get applications, for initiation, what? All right, give him initiation. Any man through whom he is made to see, he gets that thing. It is not that man body through which you are being given, but the work power word which has communicated that thing. Never be deceived that he is the giver. Is only a receptacle through which that is given. Even you can have from thousands of miles without coming through anybody, if you become receptive. But as generally these people do not understand, that is why the authority is given. The initiation is done the very moment is authorized. That comes from the word within you. Or from the whole world is manifest, that's all. You don't understand what you learn from satsang, what you have from satsang. First is learning through theory at intellectual level, and then having that bread of life. That will give you strength to your soul, you see. That will have on spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. All imperfection will leave you. Just as when you sit by fire, all cold leaves you. By hearing, you become the abode of all virtues. By hearing, you get the direction where to go. By hearing, your inner eye is open to see where you are going. Pity it is we put little time on these things and only waste away time in trifling things, I would say. You see, when you understood the things, then follow. So long you have not understood, that all satsang will help you, will give you boost. When you have got something, then leave it. Now have only the company of somebody with that life within him, that will give you boost always. These things are to be understood and then lived. Not speaking about bread, you cannot, your hunger cannot be appeased, but you must have bread to eat, you see. That is why Christ said, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partaketh of it shall have everlasting life. Partaketh of it. He is the bread of life, of course. And who doesn't partake of it? Then he says, eat me and drink me. What to eat? He is word made flesh. The more you come in contact, devour that word, light and sound within you, that's eating the Master. His larynx glances give you a boost to your soul. With little thought of him, you will be down. That's the development if you have had. So make the best use of our company with the Master. The company of the intellectuals you have in hundreds of places, but company with the living man I would say now, that is rare, of course. That can be had only with the grace of God. If you get it, make the best use of it, you see. That will give bread to yourself, bread of life and water of life. तो सत्संग का मतलब यही है, समझे? सत का वे सत इज मैनिफेस्ट, यू कम रिसेप्टिव, यू विल हैव कांटेक्ट विद द सत डेवलपमेंट बाय रेडिएशन. First by word of mouth, to give you some understanding of what is what, and they will have a contact. So satsang ka matlab yahi hai bhai, bhajan baitho jinna baith sakte ho. You get your degree while in life, even after leaving the world, at the time that you will have the same degree with you. If you are not dwelt here, then how can you expect to become perfect after death? No, not it is. If I go out of this place, I cannot change in a moment. You see, I am what I am, but by going out simply, I cannot dwell to attain a highest degree. So man body is a very golden opportunity we have got, in which we can, the more we can dwell, the more will be what we have now achieved even after death. So this is what is required. हाथ लगाने का मतलब सत्संग नहीं, जितना उधर मुंह करोगे उतनी फायदा मिल जाएगा. पुरुषार्थ समुद्र के पार रहता हो शिष्य स्तर से दीनी सुट पठाए सुट अटेंशन डायरेक्ट करो. अगर रेडियो और टेलीविजन से हजारों मीलों से हम देख सकते हैं कौन बोलता है क्या बोलता है, तो जो शब्द है दैट इज एवरीवेयर. सो फिर रिसेप्टिव होने का सवाल है. पढ़ा करे अनपढ़ करे कोई करे एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम. यू व्हेन यू टॉक ऑफ दीज थिंग्स दिस एटमॉस्फेयर इज चार्ज्ड, यू सी.